was a very good day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what former President Trump posted on social media after he was arraigned in his third indictment and saying after,
"This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary and leading Biden by a lot."
The former president also posted he just needs one more indictment to ensure he's elected again. That may be looming in Georgia related to attempts to overturn the 2020 election, the same basis for the charges he was arraigned on.
The former president pleaded not guilty to conspiracy to defraud the U.S., obstruct an official proceeding, and deny voting rights. Prosecutors are asking for a speedy trial. Defense attorneys say the government has had more than 3 years to prepare, and they too will need ample time. The trial date was not set, but could be at the next hearing scheduled for August 28th.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Six ex-police officers in Mississippi who are white pleaded guilty in court to assaulting two black men in January.
Court documents showed the officers entered a home without a warrant and handcuffed and used a stun gun on the two black men, Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker. The men were also beaten, and one officer put his gun in Jenkins' mouth and fired, breaking his jaw. The officers did not provide medical attention and reportedly constructed a cover-up story. They are said to have gone to the house because a white neighbor complained that the black men were staying with a white woman who owned it.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. A Russian ship has been damaged in a Ukrainian drone attack targeting a Black Sea port key for Russian exports after numerous Russian attacks on Ukrainian grain. Two U.S. Navy sailors arrested, charged with spying for China. Later this hour, we'll get the jobs report.
Here are the estimates. So we're looking for 200,000 jobs. This is non-farm payroll jobs. That would have been added, but that's less than we got last month. Unemployment rate to still remain at 3.6%.
That's Cheryl Cassoni, America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next. Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. 404 gold. That's 833-404-GOLD.
The mass shooting that took place 5 years ago at a high school in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 students and adults dead, will be reenacted this morning. Why?
School deputy Scott Peterson was found not guilty of negligence regarding his refusal to advance on the gunman at the Parkland, Florida school shooting, but he now faces a lawsuit where a judge is allowing the plaintiffs, families of victims, to conduct a reenactment of the massacre. A specialist with a semi-automatic rifle will walk the halls of the now disused building at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, following the steps the gunman took and firing live rounds in an effort to prove they could be heard from Peterson's outdoor position. The judge has not yet said if the recording made will be admissible. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now an update on another 2018 massacre, the one that targeted Jews. Robert Bauer is sentenced to death in federal court for hate crimes and the killing of 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh.
Bowers, even now, has not shown remorse for the killings. While Bowers is sentenced to die, there is currently a Justice Department moratorium on capital punishment. Even with that, an appeal is expected, meaning Bowers could likely spend years on death row.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, a double murderer, got a lethal injection last night in Florida. James Barnes had no last words before the execution for a killing he confessed to while already in prison for murdering his wife. Barnes wrote a letter admitting 17 years earlier he'd murdered a nurse, and then he pleaded guilty. On Wall Street, ahead of the jobs report, stock futures are mixed, barely moving. The football season kicked off last night.
Middle of the field, it is. Intercepted, and the Browns will come away with the win.
Cleveland beat the New York Jets 21-16 in the preseason opening Hall of Fame game on NBC. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jill Miller. A Hispanic former Northwestern University football player sharing his experience with hazing within the program. Ramon Diaz filed a lawsuit claiming he was subjected to racist taunts over his Mexican heritage, including the team shaving the word Cinco de Mayo on the back of his head. He said as a result of abuse, he tried to kill himself by overdosing in 2006. Work underway on TCCI's new electric vehicle innovation hub indicator. As leaders broke ground, the city and Richland Community College receiving more than $21 million in capital grants to build the first of its kind Climatic Center for Innovation and Research, as well as the EV Plus Energy Workforce Training Academy. Well, preparations continue before the Illinois State Fair kicks off next week. Organizers previewing the fair, which runs from August 10th to the 20th in Springfield. Performers including Alanis Morissette, REO Speedwagon, Alter Bridge, Tim McGraw, and others. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jill Miller.
I've never been to a state fair concert.
Oh, wow.
Never been to a state fair concert.
Really? I was in the wings on the last REO Speedwagon show.
Well, that's better than in front where the music's too darn loud. they get some really good acts in Springfield.
Uh-huh.
They do a really good job.
Five Finger Death Punch was a show I saw with Dave Lone.
Well, that would be one Solier and I would probably
that was really
pass
loud,
on.
Stevie.
Yeah, I don't think Solier would be at Five
yeah,
Finger.
Yeah, we politely politely decline that one.
Like harder than Metallica. It was booming in there.
But how do you hear the melody in hard rock when you can't hear?
Especially the metal stuff is.
Well, I mean, but it's just too loud to understand or hear. It just, what it does, it stimulates the heck out of you, and you can't sleep till 4 a.m.
Yeah. I love that.
Here's weather brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you they've got their art fair tomorrow. It's Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. It's from 10 to 5, and it's going to be awesome. Over 40 vendors and some food trucks and a whole lot of fun in the kids' area. The art fair tomorrow, 10 to 5, Crystal Lake Park, Inner Banner, urbanaparks.org for details.
Well, we might get some rain this weekend, Mr. Solier.
Yes, I do believe we shall. Nothing of significance, despite it being maybe a iffy and spotty chance to the west and south of Champaign, but we'll kind of watch the same boundary that has brought another round of excessive, extreme, almost a rescue-type flooding, which is underway in the Missouri Boot Hill in western Kentucky. That's another area, remember, a few weeks ago that got a foot of rain, and they are just inundated, again, with more big rains and drought relief the overnight hours back through central Missouri. So that boundary, at least, lifts north. Cold front comes in from the west will spin up low pressure, fairly impressive one for the time of year, the strength over the Great Lakes region over the course of Sunday and into Monday. So we get a little heat and humidity ahead of it, some stormy weather on Sunday, and then a cooler, drier west-northwest wind flow. We'll try to repeat the same thing, bring some heat and humidity northward, cool air lobes back on in, and we've got more rain back in the forecast for late next week as temperatures kind of ease slightly below average here. No real stress or strain for the opening of the Illinois State Fair here in the days to come. Out the door this morning, 68 Willard and Savoy, same at Rantoul. Some fogginess in some spots. Dense fog advisory through McLean, Ford, Iroquois counties, and on northward till 8 o'clock this morning. Apart from that, turning partly cloudy, very warm, 89 today. Clouds increase tonight, 65. Partly sunny tomorrow. Slim, small chance for a shower into more so the late afternoon with a high around 87. Then more so after midnight tomorrow night, showers, thunderstorms get going down to 67. A batch of the morning, the batch of the afternoon has to be watched for Sunday. Maybe some severe weather in spots, a high near 87. Must recall cooler, couple of showers, 79 on Monday, 82 to 84 Tuesday and Wednesday. More rain ahead next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Boy, formerly of the Quad Cities, John Schweppe, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you. Director of Policy and Government Affairs for American Principles Project, GOP strategist. What does the third Trump indictment mean to me?
It's this is really a historic moment for our country where you have an administration that is willfully prosecuting their political opponents. And let's not forget, I know they're going to end up having 70 or 80 some odd counts on Trump, but this is the same administration that went after parents as recently as, just a couple of years ago for standing up for, their right to redress their grievances in front of school boards. Yeah. So, look, I think this is a really dangerous precedent, and the Biden administration is going full throat ahead.
Well, and again, I guess, if you examined anybody in Washington the way they've examined Trump, wouldn't you find a whole lot of problems and a lot of things?
Yeah, anyone who goes under this type of scrutiny, you're going to find some things. And, you know, but the reality here is even the things that they're accusing him of in this particular indictment, we're talking about speech, right? We're talking about, oh, you know, Trump thought that the election wasn't on the level. And some of his co-conspirators, you know, one of them is a lawyer who advanced the legal theory that, you know, maybe the electors weren't correct and maybe there was a way to litigate this further. If we're going to start prosecuting free speech and legal theories and different interpretations of the Constitution, I think we're going down a road that, frankly, is not pretty good.
All right, so did they try and mess with electorates? Is that legit? Because isn't that in the indictment?
Yeah, their argument is that this was conspiracy to commit fraud, and they're basically that Trump knew the whole time that this was all fraudulent and that they were, you know, basically conning the American people. And that's just not accurate. You know, they rely a lot on testimony from the January 6th commission. And let's not forget that a lot of those folks who were testifying before the January 6th commission were essentially doing so at the point of a gun. And, you know, they're trying to save their own hides. And the reality here is that, you know, Trump felt and millions of Americans agree that the 2020 election wasn't on the level. And he wanted to, you know, litigate this as far as he possibly could, including Congress. Ultimately, you know, Joe Biden won the election. That didn't work out. And, you know, you can have a difference of opinion as to whether Trump was right. But this idea that we should be sending him to prison for this is honestly insane.
What if he said, I'm not running? Would all this go away?
I think so. But, you know, this is what he says repeatedly, right? Which is that, you know, they're not going after him. Yeah, they're going after the American people.
No,
he's just in the way.
There's some things going on here that are very frightening to me. It really, really is. When you get into censorship and stuff like that, and that if you're off the page, you're just on the outside looking in, and worse. No, there's some things happening here that if you're not conforming, I mean, that's the stuff they do in Russia and China. I mean, at this point, at least we're not killing each other. We're not taking out the political opponents by death. Right now, we're charging it, but it's just a bad slippery slope. I don't like it, particularly when you have a whole bunch of messy stuff with the Bidens that they're just not as curious about.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's a good point. Let's not forget, you know, Hillary Clinton did a lot of bad things, and there was plenty of stuff we could have investigated. And what did Trump do as president? He basically said, okay, let's unify and move on. That's not what this president has done. This president has decided he wants to go and completely take out his political opposition, and that's not American. And so I think ultimately, you know, when you look ahead to the 2024 election, you know, Trump does look like he's probably going to be the nominee. I think the American people are really going to have to wrestle with this idea of, you know, is this who we are as a country, where we're going to go after our political opponents because we disagree with them and then put them in jail? And I don't think that the American people are going to be on board with
well,
that.
This is uncharted waters. I suggested the other day that if you wrote this up, send it to Hollywood, they'd say, come back with something realistic. This would be, I mean, John, I mean, it's just, this is, we've just never been here. I mean, and again, I guess the question has to be asked, can a president pardon himself? I mean, that's kind of where we're going here, because if you're going to tell me you're going to be in Washington, D.C. for anything and 95% support Biden, you can get 12 to go guilty. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's a real fair thing going on.
Well, the movie script may still be coming, because if these guys put Trump in jail and he's the nominee, what happens? Right?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't think anybody does. We've never, ever done this. But, I mean, I don't know. It kind of all started with Clinton. And then after that whole thing, they had to get somebody. I mean, it's just back and forth. And honestly, Republicans and Democrats, I'm sorry. I believe it's a country club wink at each other. Republicans, I believe, are slightly less crazy. But it's just a thing. They're all there. They all get rich. They all come home. They all, you know, wink, wink, got your back stuff. I just don't like it. I think they ought to be there about 8 or 10 years and everybody has to switch out. That's where I am on it. Yeah. I'm just so sick of the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I think the American people agree with you. There's obviously a two-tiered system of justice where the people who are connected get away with everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, we saw that recently with that Sam Bankman-Fried, who you know, perpetrated a billion-dollar cryptocurrency fraud.
Well, where's he at? What happened to him? Yeah, what the
heck? He's walking, man.
What the heck, man?
Yeah.
John Schweppe, S-C-H-W-E-P-P-E. How do people connect you with you at Director of the Policy and Government Affairs for American Principles Project?
Best way to reach me is on Twitter. I'm at John Schweppe.
All right. Appreciate your time, John Schweppe. Thanks for being on this morning from Virginia. ESPN 93.5, Cardinals lose last night.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Busch Stadium, the Minnesota Twins scored on home runs by their catcher Jeffers and their center fielder Michael A. Taylor. Ryan Jeffers made it a 2-0 game, Taylor made it a 4-0 game, and when it was all said and done, Minnesota beat Matthew Liberatore and the Cardinals 5-3.
A nice day for Alec Burleson, a 3-hit game for him. He was able to homer late in the game, got the game close enough where the Cardinals had the tying run at the plate in the ninth inning, but they dropped the game and the series by a score of 5-3.
Jose Fermin played second base, played well in the field, and had a 2-for-3 game.
A lot of good contributions. Actually, the Cardinals' bullpen was pretty good, too. Drew Verhagen walked the first batter he faced. That was a problem. But then after that, he, Zach Thompson, James Neal put up zeros.
Well, tonight the Cardinals welcome in the Colorado Rockies.
It'll be nice to have Adam Wainwright back on the mound again. Maybe this is win 199.
And he'll be opposed by Chris Flexen. The Cardinals beat him in Seattle earlier this year. And we're on the air at 620.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
A 5-3 win from the Chicago Cubs yesterday, and they're 2.5 games from
first place in the Central.
Milwaukee.
They're only two. Milwaukee took over first place last night because the Cubs have been beating up Cincinnati.
And the Milwaukee Brewers beat Pittsburgh yesterday. Yeah. So I mean,
this is game on now. The Cubs have to play Atlanta. Atlanta's the best team in baseball. Now, if the Cubs don't get swept, it's a win. The Atlanta Braves is just different. So if the Cubs can get 1 out of 3, I'll be happy.
Okay.
I just don't know.
Well, we've got day games today, Saturday, and Sunday over on US 105.
It'd be absolutely standing room only, but this is the best team in baseball, the Atlanta Braves. Can the Cubs contend, compete? We'll see, because if they do, it's a big deal. Well, we'll see what happens this weekend.
And a few highlights from yesterday's game.
It's actually the last play.
Cubs 5, Reds 3, 2 down, top of the ninth, the 1-1 pitch. Line drive caught by Candelario. The ball game is over.
I mean, you didn't see the Cubs coming this year, and here they are. They're in the thick of things now.
That's right. And we had Texas over the Chicago White Sox. That score was 5-3. All the scores were 5-3 on our favorite teams. We actually had the Cleveland Browns over the New York Jets 21-16 yesterday in NFL preseason action.
You didn't recognize anybody.
Right.
Nobody played, but they're just not going to get hurt early.
Illinois football has Isaiah Williams up for that Warfel trophy. We know Danny Warfel.
Danny Warfel's been on the program. And Johnny's buddy.
It could be that Isaiah gets the tap for his work on the field, in the community, and classroom.
Awesome. All right, ESPN 93.5.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And while that wet weather pattern continues on back southwest through Missouri and areas of far southern Illinois and western Kentucky in good shape around here, for the next 24 to 36 hours, that boundary and a system in from the west will converge and generate some shower and thunderstorm activity around here over the back half of the weekend. We'll keep an eye on that weather during Sunday afternoon. It's a push of windy, cooler weather for early next week, and another weather system advancing in with more wet weather expected for the end part of next week. So the parade of features continues on. For the day today, a little patchy fog around, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon, warm, high temperature around 89, and a light east northeast wind, increasing clouds tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slim chance for a stray shower late morning, more so late afternoon, highs up to 87, then occasional showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night in through Sunday, and maybe some severe weather on Sunday. 67 tomorrow night, a Sunday high of 87, couple of showers. 79 and a windy Monday, sunshine and 82 on Tuesday. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
UC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at UC are designed with your goals in mind. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
ESPN 93.5 Fox Business Now. It is 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana. Good morning on this Friday.
Employment report for July. Movie theater chain Cinemark made a profit in its recent quarter as movie lovers returned to theaters. Tupperware shares are rallying again after the company finalized an agreement with lenders to structure its debt. Apple's quarter was mixed. It's suggesting iPhone demand may remain soft this fall, though Amazon reported a much better than expected quarter, and it's expressing optimism about the business. Fashion brand Gucci is working to reinvent itself after sales rose only 1% in the recent quarter. The Wall Street Journal says parent company Kering made a mistake by slashing Gucci's ad budget early in the pandemic to save money. Millennials started losing interest, and its trendy designs turned off older shoppers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The 5th Annual Crystal Lake Park Art Fair is August 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in partnership with 40 North. Crystal Lake Park transforms into an art fair at the large pavilion near the lake house. Over 40 regional artists will have their works on display and for sale. It's a great chance for you to buy a holiday gift or give your place a new look. Support area art on August 5th at the Crystal Lake Park Art Fair. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, so Cardinals played last night, and it looked like a spring training game, so it's kind of where they are. Yeah. Wilson Contreras, Nolan Arenado, Nolan Gorman, and a very hot Tyler O'Neill weren't even playing last night. So, yeah, so that's kind of where it is, and okay, let's get them next year.
Okay.
That's all you got. 4 weeks from tomorrow is Illinois football.
Yes.
So we're kicking off at 6:30 at night, 4 weeks from tomorrow.
In fact, some of the practices are leaning towards the evening because of these night games towards the beginning of the season.
So. Well, you got some, you know, Friday nights, you got, you know, night games, you got, and Brent Bielema said, you know, we and by the way, I still hear Bielema. I don't care.
I do too.
But I'm just saying the
reason. Do you have the hot
yeah.
key?
This is the first time we talked to Brett, and this is what he said, and he doesn't care.
Right.
He says it, but you know, he doesn't care.
I know, but.
Is it Bielema? That's the proper way to say it, isn't it, Brett?
It's pretty close. It's Bielema. The second he's a little silent, though. Bielema.
Okay, that's what I say. So
Bielema. Second E is silent,
I don't
he said.
Care if people say Bielema. I'm over that. I just, there's some things, don't think that the morning therapy doesn't help me, okay? I don't care. It's fine.
Let it go.
It's fine. And it's, I'm going to talk about this very generically because it's a me thing.
Right.
But there's something happening in Champaign-Urbana that's going on, and it's stage related. And I saw a picture in the News Gazette, and I saw a few people with masks on. And it's just to me, it's like one of those triggers. And it's a me thing. I don't care if people wear a mask, but I'm sorry they do because they're in fear of something that they probably don't have to be afraid of.
I didn't notice it as many businesses until I went to the library this week, both Champaign and Urbana.
And it's your business.
Practically all the librarians.
But it's nothing. I have no business telling you what mask.
Sure.
But it's one of those things where I was so, it's just been rough on all of us, mm-hmm. in different ways. Mm-hmm. I feel terrible for the people double masking on a walk outside.
Yeah.
But it's not for me to say.
That's right.
You are just afraid. I don't, it's your life.
For me, power of prayer. That's the first thing I do when things bother me like that.
Yeah.
I just say, God bless them. And
no, listen, and it's just, I'm sorry they're living in fear, because somebody has instilled such a fear in them that they don't want to touch stuff. They don't want to be around other people, even though this is over. But I should not do that. It's my issue. It's my issue when I shouldn't be angry or, you know, God, why are you, you know, none of my business.
The stuff that really gets on my nerves lately has been traffic. So many people break the law in traffic. I mean, rolling through stop signs, just total disregard of the rules of the road. I don't get it. I try to pray for those drivers who are zooming by me 30 miles over the speed limit and stuff like that.
We just let it go. If you wanted to do that, we'd all get tickets four times a day, because
mm-hmm.
we all do something.
You're right.
We all do something, but it's just some are super extreme. And, you know, you point those out, but it's like, let those without sin throw the first stone.
Sure.
Because, you know, I'm breaking traffic laws every day.
But, you
doing
know,
something.
Claiming lives of a few people inside the last week in East Central Illinois because of laws being broken.
I mean, I don't know about that. I didn't hear what happened. Okay. I don't know the specifics. Do you know the specifics?
Well, I won't go there because I'm not sure, but somebody
that's right. You know, maybe you're right. I don't know. I haven't delved into that. But yeah, we got to watch our speed. Got to watch our texting. We got to watch our attention. We got to watch, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
We could all do better. I'm included in that. So, but anyway, it's there are always these little things, and maybe they've been exasperated since the COVID era. I don't know, but you're right. It's the power of prayer. We all need that. We all need a peace that transcends all understanding, my friends. All right, coming up, Brother Johnny, on a Friday. Stand by. ESPN 93.5, where it is coming up on 7:28. It is Friday, August 4.
Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling is getting summer started with some fresh new products. Take a break from the sun and get a taste of cool, crisp, refreshing, starry lemon-lime flavored soda. Stay hydrated with Gatorade's new Fast Twitch energy drink and get your daily source of vitamin A and C with Gatorade Fit. Find your afternoon pick-me-up with Starbucks caramel and white chocolate mocha frappuccino mini cans. Order these delicious beverages and everything else with Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling Company. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Illini pizza fans at Jets Pizza, they know how to build the perfect pizza. Detroit style is one of them. Fresh made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Jets is Detroit style pizza. Now build your perfect three topping large pizza for just $16.99. You pick your favorite three toppings and build the perfect Jets pizza. A large three topping pizza, just $16.99. Online code TOP3. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District's Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org. As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
The case with any witnesses without counsel present and let go after pleading not guilty in Washington, D.C. to federal charges related to 2020 election interference.
Prosecutors are asking for a speedy trial. Defense attorneys say the government has had more than 3 years to prepare, and they, too, will need ample time. A trial date was not set, but could be at the next hearing scheduled for August 28th.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The Florida State Education Board tells schools lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity may not be included in advanced placement psychology classes.
The College Board, which runs the AP program, is pushing back, saying the class will not be compliant with college requirements if these topics are removed and that schools that do so cannot call the class advanced placement.
Fox's CJ Papa. The economy added 187,000 jobs last month. That's fewer than most economists expected. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Larry Boone, officially the new police chief of Urbana. He took the oath of office Monday at the Urbana City Council meeting. He has more than 30 years of experience in law enforcement. Boone retired as chief of police for the Norfolk, Virginia Police Department last year. Tens of thousands of Illinois residents without Medicaid health insurance starting this month. The Department of Health Care and Family Services has more than 47,000 Illinois residents have lost Medicaid since the start of August due to the COVID pandemic. Macon County Coroner's Office releasing info about the person who died Tuesday morning in a motorcycle crash on Highway 51. The coroner says the victim, a 44-year-old man from Bloomington, he was driving the cycle involved in the crash. The victim died from generalized head and body trauma. Police and fire continue to investigate anyone who may have knowledge of this incident. You're asked to contact local authorities. And that's a look at what's happening on your Friday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And our weather. Oh, let me just say this. Somebody has said, listen, there's legitimate reasons people still wear a mask. I might be protecting somebody that has a life threat. I totally understand.
Right. That's like, why. That's no why said, immune system. No, no. A cold that, could kill her.
You don't know. That's the issue when we get mad at anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they're doing.
Don't know the backstory.
Don't know the backstory, and it might be totally legitimate.
Sure.
So it's just...
Or maybe they've recently been sick and don't want to expose others.
There's just reasons. But again, that's why I premised the whole thing with, it's a me thing, right? Because that's... But we all jump to conclusions.
Absolutely.
On everything. You see somebody parking in handicap and bound out of their car. You just get so mad.
Uh-huh.
Don't know the story. Maybe
that's
they're
right.
Picking somebody up with a wheelchair.
That's right.
You don't know. Okay.
Thank you, Stevie.
I feel better.
Morning therapy.
It's weather brought to you by Carl.
And keep your children ready for anything and at the top of their game as you schedule your school and sports physicals at a location near you. Just visit carl.org for all the details. The weather looks like we could get some rain this weekend, Stevie.
Yeah, you're correct. Let's listen.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and Saturday. Nice, quiet spell of weather underway and early on into the weekend before that weather system that's brought flooding rainfall to Missouri and far southern reaches of Illinois. At least that mechanism lifts northward, a system out of the plains. That'll be a cold front and will generate a pretty active weather pattern around here between late tomorrow night and Sunday. Maybe some severe weather and some healthy rainfall totals as well. On the backside of that system, windy, cooler weather for early next week and another round of wet weather ahead for late next week. Temperatures will stay in check. Up to 89, though, with a partly cloudy day today and a little patchy fog around this morning. Light wind, increasing clouds tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slim chance for a stray. Late morning, more so late afternoon shower at 87. Then showers, thunderstorms get going tomorrow night, low down to 67. A couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms for the day on Sunday. Maybe some heavier severe storms at 87. Windy, couple of showers, cooler at 79 on Monday. Into the low to mid-80s with sunshine Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
We're not far from football. Yeah, the old Monday night theme. We love it.
ESPN 93.5.
Extra treat today. Nathaniel's son is going to do Did You Know here in a few minutes, and he's driven from Chicago. Brother Johnny's in New Orleans. Johnny!
Hey, Stevie J, good morning. Yeah, we had the Hall of Fame game last night.
Yeah, Canton, Ohio. And, how about that?
And I talked to Coach Mike Ditka.
You did?
Yeah, he seems fine, Stevie. And they just got a little dog. Sounded like a handful to me. Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you talked to Coach Mike Ditka. Tell me about it. What did he say?
Well, he said he's doing good. He says he's doing good. He says doesn't get a lot of action like he used to, you know. Says he's getting older plans to go to Chicago. So I was happy to talk to him.
Yeah, no, Diane. What a treat. So he is coming to Chicago, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's good.
It is good. It's moving around. Johnny, Nathaniel's son, is in studio.
Johnny.
Hey, Nathaniel, how are you?
I'm good.
That's
good.
Fantastic. Good to hear your voice. Yeah, and I guess, let me guess, it's for the state champion St. Thomas More golf team.
Yeah. You know, someone tipped me off to that a couple weeks ago, so I'll have to thank you and Gene for that.
Hey,
you're not golfing today in the Special Olympics golf outing.
He's at St. Thomas More's got one.
So. Okay. Yeah.
And Nathaniel's class in 2009 was the year we won the state because you graduated in 11.
2000.
You were
fall of eight.
Okay.
Fall of 2008.
2008 is the first state championship for St. Thomas More in their history. They have a number of them since.
Yeah.
But now the golf team, and you're pairing with Ryan Murphy.
Yeah, somehow I
Ian
got on.
Tate. Yeah. And Rich.
I don't remember exactly who our fourth is, but yes, it's me, Ryan, and Ian for sure.
Well, nice. Those are, yeah, and the only other guy that, Clark Schmidt was a big part of that team, too.
I know. I
wonder if he's. Anyway, the state championship St. Thomas More golf team will be playing in a scramble. Jean Elsie told us all about that, right?
Yep, okay. She did.
Anyway, it's awesome. So, where are you guys playing?
Lake of the Woods.
And Special Olympics at Orange and Blue.
Orange and Blue and Savoy.
Well, that'll be fun at Lake of the Woods. You know that golf course pretty well.
It's been a few years, but yes, I used to play it a lot.
You've won tournaments there.
I think so.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I wanted to chime in with this Worfel trophy. Danny Worfel is saluting a list of players, and Isaiah Williams is on the watch list. I know you know Danny quite well, John.
Oh, yeah. He's been to Philo, the Philo Tavern. He loves it, and he's one of those guys that comes along very rarely, Stevie. Just a wonderful man.
Well, and honoring...
That's why they have the Worfel Trophy.
That's right. And it honors the college football players who celebrate the impact and inspire community service in the world. So a service-oriented kind of guy.
Yeah. How about that? So Isaiah is scheduled to be on our radio station every single week on the Isaiah Williams segment. So we're excited about that. And so
he must be a good man if he's nominated for that.
He's a fine young man. He was baptized at CU Church a year ago. He's the kind of kid that went up to Christian and said, met him at a church event. And then the next time he saw him, he said, "Hey, Christian, you said
remembers the guy."
Yeah, and said, you're in engineering, right? That kind of kid. So very few, U of I athletes will remember you the next time. So Isaiah is one of those special kids.
Love it.
He and I saw him recently. I said, "Hey, we're going to do something." He said, "Yes, sir." So he's and by the way, he's an NFL type player.
Yeah,
he is. He caught 83 passes last year, and
he's quick and he catches well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, he does. All right, ESPN 93.5 news of the day, Johnny, from yesterday.
It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, like Trump said, you know, D.C.'s in a state of decay, and instead of running their city, they're focused on persecuting Trump.
Trump pleading not guilty to four felony counts relating to January 6th, including these three conspiracy charges and one obstruction charge. The former president calling it nothing more than political persecution. Trump being indicted on two separate occasions after documents were released revealing that the Biden family took money from foreign business dealings. Then a third time after Hunter Biden's former business partner testified that Joe Biden was involved in his son's overseas business dealings. But the ongoing indictments seem to be helping the former president as he remains the GOP frontrunner. Trump jokes on his Truth Social, quote, "I need one more indictment to ensure my election."
Well, he's going to get one, Johnny. They're going to indict him in Georgia, and they're talking Georgia. They said they're going to take a mugshot. That could ensure the win if he has a mugshot, right?
Well, I don't know about the win, Steve, but it's a real shame that it's so blatant and shameless that they're just simply trying to stop him from being able to run for president, and they're throwing everything they can come up with at him. And every single thing, you can find a parallel issue with the Democrats. that people got away with, probably multiple times. Like the one of the best examples is classified documents. Biden had them spread up and down the East Coast, no problem. And they're trying to put Trump in jail as former president for having him at his home after he got out of office. Every president since Eisenhower has done that, and that's just one of his indictments. And then this latest one for January 6th, I saw him say, go home. I saw him say, you have the right to peacefully protest. And I also saw that there were a lot of those characters through the summer of the Antifa at January 6th leading the way and the videos. It's just, but they want to put him in jail for it because they really just want to stop him from running. And I think they're building his political strength, but we never know. And I don't think that that makes me happy that they're doing this.
But just by virtue, if you believe the polls suggest that Donald Trump's way ahead for the Republicans. And doesn't that kind of say that, you know, people see what this is and believe what that is? And then the other side will say, oh, he did all these 78 charges against him and all these things that he's done. Meanwhile, there is more and more evidence, and it's interesting, not interesting, it's expected. The count, you have something bad about the Bidens, and by gosh, something else about Trump comes out that night.
Well, I think that's the classic example of in the club and out of the club. And I think Donald Trump is an example of he is not from the political institution, and therefore the political institution wants to get rid of him.
Yeah, and I think it is building. It is a sign of an indication people see through it, which is should bode poorly for the I say Democrats because that's the side that's doing it. But most of the Democrats don't approve of it. They just don't. That doesn't mean they won't vote for Democrats. They just say this is ridiculous. It's just these few radical progressives that have taken over the apparatus of the party and the country, and they won't stop it. There's nothing they won't do. I can't come up with anything that they won't do to hang on to power.
Well, because and that's Johnny, what's scary. But they look at it as life and death. They'll do anything because that's what they think Trump is. So
well,
would be the end
of
their political life.
It's real life and death if you look at the Ukraine. But that was a political disaster, what they did with that. But no, it is life and death. They really think like we're talking. They think we got to stop them. Yeah. This is tearing our. It's going to be the end of democracy. I get their texts, Steve, because I donated to the National Wildlife. One of them with the animals must think that I'll donate to Schiff. Adam Schiff. And so I get texts from them. And they're saying their rhetoric is similar to our shows, which is this is ridiculous, un-American. That's their story. And I believe they're dead wrong, and they're just in another world. And then there's some others that are just diabolical that are driving it all. But we got to see through it. We have our chance. We still have our chance in the United States of America, and that's why I like being here.
Well, and didn't our father say that? Our dad said that this, you know, whatever you think of America is still by far the best. And I think
I said, well, maybe there's a better country. He goes, don't even think about it.
Did you guys hear about the Joe Biden dark coffee thing? This is creepy, maybe?
I like my coffee dark.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. It's like an election thing, but it's like dark Brandon. Remember Let's Go Brandon, which is essentially, you know, F Joe Biden was the way that all started. Oh,
yeah. I don't know what that means. It's just maybe like black coffee, which I'm
actually but I mean,
right,
if Trump would have been doing this.
I like my coffee dark.
Racist! Racist! Right? I mean, that's
true.
I mean, if it had been Trump,
he would have spun that way.
He wouldn't have to say that.
Yeah.
He said when they were gathering to protest the tearing down of the of a statue, it was in South Carolina, and a lot of the protesters didn't want the statue torn down. A lot of them were out there, and they did want it to be taken down. And Trump said, there are good people on both sides.
Right.
Remember that flare-up for 2 weeks? They called him a racist friend. There are good there were good people on both sides.
Yeah.
But on one side, there were a few guys dressed up as Nazis So they called him a Nazi. I mean, this has been going on for 7 years, and it's blatant, it's overt, it's damaging, it's untrue. And to do that, I don't trust people who would do this. Mm-hmm. That's all. Mm-hmm. You say whatever you want about Donald Trump. I actually don't know him, but I haven't seen what they've accused him of doing. I haven't seen him do it. And they've done terrible, terrible things. And the consequences in policy that we have seen are also they make us struggle. So you can judge the truth sometimes by the fruits of your labors.
Well, I wonder though if it's not Donald Trump, then who is it going to be? Joe? I just don't think Joe Biden will run. I don't know why I believe that, but I just don't think he's going to make it.
I don't think the Democratic Party even wants him to run.
No, I don't think they do. Right? So
I think that the problem Joe has is that these top Democrats that are calling all the shots are beginning to think that we feel pretty good about, you know, the way we've got our voting process set up, but Joe could actually lose this thing. We've got to get somebody else.
Because
Joe could actually get beat. And I also think we're doing better with that. So, man, I'll tell you, I'm not betting any money on deliberately on any of this, Steve, because it's kind of uncharted waters, and it's we've done things that I haven't seen before in terms of just the talk. I mean, it's always been a little rough, but in our lifetime, it's generally been more civilized. In the last maybe 10 or 15 years, it's gotten a little scary, and it's hard to talk. And Nathaniel, sometimes you just don't talk about politics with anybody because it doesn't end well.
No, absolutely.
You keep it out of your workplace, Nathaniel?
You know, it's an interesting question, Diane. Just working in construction, there's, a lot of like-minded people with me. But then, you know, being in a big city, especially like Chicago, there's very much the opposite. Uh-huh. So it's more of just knowing the setting more than anything is what I found.
Yeah. All right, it's Nathaniel Sun. He's going to do Did You Know with us live here in just a moment. Johnny's down in New Orleans on the Tavern's Towing phone line. I'm Stevie J with Diane Ducey. Here we are. On this Friday morning, so as we move forward, again, there's supposed to be a debate in August for the Republicans. Will Donald Trump be there, Johnny? He's got a lot of legal things here coming up. How can you campaign and have a bunch of court cases?
Yeah, I don't know how that logistically will affect him.
I think the Florida one, they set a court date for next May of 24, which I think what I was reading is there was a lot of questioning of like, really? You're going to set this court date for May? Like, was that just pure happenstance when the court was next available, or is there something else?
Yeah, and they said this as one. First of all, in Washington, D.C., he has a 95% chance of being convicted.
Right.
You're in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
it's 95% Biden. And the judge is an Obama appointed and very, very hard on the whole January 6th thing. So there's very little chance he wouldn't be convicted. Oh, you need one person. It has to be unanimous. So it has to be one person. But and again, it'll all be appealed, Johnny. We might not know the end of all this, so 2025, 26.
Well, I don't think that it'll get to the Supreme Court because it's a president. It's got presidential ramifications. So I don't think it'll be solved. And then he can pardon himself.
Can you? That's a question we've been asking.
I think Eddie said, you know, friend Eddie, he's an attorney, and he said, yeah, you can pardon yourself. But I don't think the Supreme Court's going to let this happen. It may have to get to that. And they may actually convict him to where he wouldn't be able to run, and somebody might say, well, we're putting an injunction on this.
Can they do that? So if he was convicted of a charge, he could be... whatever, eliminated. Can he run?
You're not eligible to run if you're a convicted felon?
There's some rules here and there. Didn't do my homework on that, Steve.
Well, I think this is unprecedented stuff.
Unbelievable.
We've never tested, can a president pardon himself?
Or could he be president from jail?
Nobody's gone after a former president.
But Johnny, this is when we impeached Clinton, it all started, and so we're going to get tit for tat, and that's never going to end, right? I mean, that's just American politics now.
It started with Nixon in our lifetime, and he was forced out, and there were people that thought that was
Republicans turned on Nixon too, though, didn't they?
a lot of them, enough. Yeah. And it looked like he could have actually gotten impeached on a vote, so he resigned. And then Ford pardoned him, Gerald
right,
Ford.
Right.
So, but no, you know, American politics, that's a whole, you could get a major in it.
No. All right. Are you ready, Nathaniel, for the segment? It is 10 before 8. Johnny's going to hang on for this. Here we go. You ready?
Okay.
Ladies
of course.
And gentlemen, it's called Did You Know? Nathaniel's son.
Well, this morning we get to talk about something that is, I would say, near and dear to all of us, even though some of us might really look forward to it, some of us might dread it, and we're actually going to spend, the average person will spend about a third of their life sleeping.
Yes.
Now, different seasons, different phases of life, people really look forward to sleep, and sometimes you dread it. I've had glimpses of both in my short years.
Okay.
But what we'll also try to do this morning, we'll just scratch the surface with some high-level facts, and then in future weeks, we'll actually continue talking about this topic. We'll go over a few different aspects of it, but this morning, let's just start with a few facts. So, did you know, interestingly enough, that as we are in right now, at least in Illinois, with a full moon, during the days of a full moon and the days leading up, people actually tend to sleep less. Mm-hmm. Something about our internal clock is synced with the lunar cycle.
I have been stirring, and I feel like it's moon related.
Okay, well, there you go.
Why would it be moon related? The curtains are closed.
Yeah, you know, it's
I don't
unclear.
Know. There's like a pole or something.
Yeah, no, it's unclear, at least from what I was able to find, but somehow our bodies are just in sync with the lunar cycle somehow.
I don't get it.
We're tidally locked. It's with tides.
It's kind tides of stuff. Tides in the moon. I know that's connected.
No, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you know that your tiredness actually peaks twice in a 24-hour period? Once in the middle of the night at about 2 a.m. Hmm. when you're most tired, but additionally in the afternoon around 1 to 2 p.m. So if you start to feel the afternoon drag, it might not be that you need another cup of coffee. It might just be that your body is just tired. It's in its cycle, and it could be telling you that you need more sleep.
Well, and it could tell you to take a nap. John Fitzgerald Kennedy took a nap at noon every day.
Okay. Sure, makes you think of the siesta concept.
Yeah, siesta in you know, South America is all siesta.
Yeah, in Europe, too.
Europe does it, too.
Like right after lunch?
Spain, you sleep for like 4.
So maybe they know something that we don't.
Well, they stay up a little later, too.
Yeah,
I think
true.
That's right. I think that's right.
That's right.
An interesting one. We all know that the legal limit of blood alcohol content to drive is 0.8%.
Yeah.
Did you know that being awake for 16 hours, so this would be waking up at 6 a.m., going to bed at 10 p.m., at the end of that 16 hours, your efficiency and productivity has decreased to the equivalent of having a blood alcohol content of 0.05. You're almost at the legal limit just from being awake after 16
that's
hours.
Amazing.
Yeah, so tired is just
it's
really
a testament to how much our bodies really
Well, we shouldn't
sleep.
Drive super tired either.
Right.
Though, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can doze off.
Yeah. Well, that and this is a little random, but to support you, Nathaniel, I just read a book, Custer and Crazy Horse, and before the Battle of the Little Bighorn, General Custer drove his men 2 days straight and then launched straight into an attack on the village.
Without sleep for 2 days.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So they couldn't even stand up. The Indians were like, they were reeling. But So it affects you. We'll look, in the middle of a job that's ongoing offshore, sometimes we say, everybody go to bed, because we weren't getting anywhere, and it became clear that we could only just get ourselves in trouble.
Yeah,
that's right. We're all
take a 3 or 4 hour nap.
That's right. Go. It's the Achilles heel of everyone at some point.
Yeah.
Two more. It may not be a surprise, but you've heard from your doctor that regular exercise does help improve your sleep pattern. But strenuous activity close to your bedtime or right before bed will actually make you stay awake. So if you do exercise, try not to do it in the last hours of the day.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they tell me not to get the kids all riled up.
That's right.
And lastly, it may not be a surprise, but it is generally widely agreed upon that one of the biggest reasons today why people have trouble sleeping or trouble falling asleep is because we have constant access to the internet, which wasn't always the case, especially
time.
In my time, in my lifetime, absolutely. Yep. But all of that access and all of that time kind of keeps your brain always going, which doesn't help you sleep.
Well, and sometimes when I am stirring, like last night, I get up and look at my phone.
Exactly.
And then I'm thinking, ugh, I've
But isn't that funny? Because 20 years ago, we couldn't have done that.
Right. No, right. No, so it can't help.
So anyways, hopefully now we all know how important sleep is and make priority to get it.
Thank you,
Nathaniel. Awesome. Well, great stuff.
That's really cool.
And is blood alcohol 0.08, isn't it?
That's
not
0.8. Limit.
Is that
0.08?
Yeah, 0.0. Okay. And then we're at 0.05 when we don't sleep well.
Right.
Well, no, so just from
6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
From being awake a whole day, you're at 0.05.
Wow.
Wow.
The equivalent.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Nathaniel's son.
I'm more like 0.09, but whatever.
Well, good stuff with Nathaniel's son, brother Johnny. You know where everybody is, where I name him. So. He's my brother.
Hey, Nathaniel, have fun with your friends. The state
yeah,
town.
I will. Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, I'll see how well we can shoot.
I'll take your team. So
I don't know. There could be some. I don't know the other team.
I don't know.
Could be some ringers.
I think you're all pretty good still.
Come on, it's like riding a bike, Nathaniel.
Oh gosh, I wish it was like that.
Hey, Johnny, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Talk good to you next. Johnny. Everybody.
See ya.
Brother Johnny. That's Tapman's Towing phone line with Brother Johnny, New Orleans. So, it'll be fun seeing everybody.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you saw Ryan Murphy? Been a bit.
A couple years.
And then Ian Tate, have you seen him?
Couple same years, thing, same,
That was a pretty good team in 2008. It was in 2007, your freshman year, you guys got third.
Yeah.
Knocked on the door and had a big trophy, and then you won it all in 2008.
I think three of us went on to play in college, too. So
you, Ryan, and Clark, I think.
Yeah.
I wonder why Ian Tate, he was good enough. Maybe he just didn't choose to do it. But he went to U of I.
Yeah.
But maybe he just wanted to focus on school. But Ian's still good. I mean, they're all good.
Yeah.
I think once you're really good as a junior, you're probably pretty good as an adult.
You know, the muscle memory stays to a certain degree, but you're not really as fine-tuned as you once
were. Right. All right, so you're heading up pretty soon. You got stuff, but are you going to hang out here a little bit, or what are you doing?
I think so. All right.
Awesome.
Nathaniel Son, ESPN 93.5. We're going to break for the news and come back. 8 o'clock hour to go. One of our favorites, Joe Cardinale, retired lieutenant commander in New York City. He's always good, and that's coming next as we wind up our week. It's 4 weeks from tomorrow. We'll be tailgating Illinois football 4 weeks from tomorrow.
Go Illini.
Yep, we'll be right back. ESPN 93.5. You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.